Thank you, Sam, and we are just so thankful and grateful this morning that God has given all of us the opportunity to be here in the house of God and to worship our Lord and our Savior. Amen. And we thank all of you who may be visiting with us today. We hope that you'll come back and be with us at any opportunity that you may have. The weather is beautiful today, and there's just no reason why God's people shouldn't be happy. You know, we are God's people, the church of the living God. And we know that someday we're going to be looking over the hilltops of those beautiful places that God has reserved for all of us in heaven. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." You know, every one of us, I don't care who we are, we always are bearing burdens. And that's what Christ appealed to a moment ago. When he said, "Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden." One translation says, heavy burdened. And you know what? We all get burdened at time in our life. The old song we sing, "Are you weary? Are you heavy hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving over joys departed? Tell it to Jesus. Is he a friend that's well known? He should be. You've no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus." But we all are heavy laden at times. How many of you have ever had to fill out an affidavit for insurance? Anybody? Surely you have. How many of you have ever had an accident maybe where you had to file a claim, and they ask you how the accident happened? Anybody? I read something the other day that I thought was very interesting regarding this. A man had filed for a claim, a health claim, and workers' comp, and he had been through all kinds of issues, and so he was filing for this claim. And the insurance company wanted it, and he said, "Well, I was working alone on the roof of a 12-story building, and I had about a 500-pound load of bricks left over. Instead of carrying the bricks down by hand, I decided to pull them up in a barrel and actually lower them down by a pulley, which had already been fastened to the top of the building. First of all, I secured the rope at the ground level, and then I ran back up to the 12th floor and swung the barrel of bricks over the side of the building. Then I came back down the pavement and untied the rope, holding on to it tightly so that I could guide the barrel down slowly." Kind of get this picture. "But since I only weigh 180 pounds, the 500-pound load of brick jerked me up off the ground so fast, I didn't even get a chance to think about letting go of the rope." He said, "Well, somewhere between the fifth and the sixth floor, I met the barrel coming down. This accounts for my broken collarbone. I was slowed down slightly, but I continued my ascent until I reached the top, where my hand then became jammed in the pulley. This accounts for my three broken fingers. Fortunately, I still had sense to hold on to the rope, but then the barrel hit the ground and the bottom fell out. With the 500 pounds of brick now gone, the barrel only weighed 50 pounds. And so, as I am sure you can imagine, my 180-pound body began a swift descent. I met the empty barrel coming down again around the sixth floor, and this accounts for my two broken ankles and the lacerations on my lower body. Slowed again, but only slightly, I continued my descent until I landed slap bang on the top of the pile of bricks. This accounts for my sprained back, my broken arm. It was at this point that I completely lost my presence of mind and let go of the rope. And now the empty barrel came crashing down on top of my head, and this accounts for my fractured skull." How many of you have ever been to a worship service where you walked away and you were trying to digest all the preacher had to say, and it made about as much sense as this did? Well, believe it or not, there are times in our life when we do become heavy laden. And I'm thankful that we have a resting place, and that is in the presence of our God and His wonderful word that He has given unto us. The Bible says in the book of Psalms 46, "Be still and know that I am God." So whenever we're facing all of these issues in life, we just have to be quiet, study to be quiet, the Bible says, but to be still and know that God is on His throne. But sometimes the burden seems so unbearable. If we feel like we just can't go on. And in the book of Jeremiah 31 and 25, God's prophet said, I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. And you know, God does that every day. When we feel that we have reached a point with our burden, we realize that God is going to give us strength. We have to be confident and assured of God's great love. In the book of John chapter 6, and the Gospel of John is one of the greatest books in all the Bible. I've enjoyed teaching that on many occasions. But in the 37th verse of the chapter 6, the Bible says, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." And that's our Lord and our Savior. So whoever we are and whatever burden we may be bearing, we know that we can turn unto God. When we are so stressed, and a lot of our burden is stress, isn't it? When we are heavy laden with the cares of this life, we have to turn to the one who can give us strength. Many of you this morning may be at a breaking point. I don't know everything that's going on in your life. I hope that you're not, but I hope that if you are this morning, that you will allow God and His church to help. How many of you have ever been on an elevator, maybe, when too many people got on and it sounded an alarm? I've been in situations like that. But you know what? No one wants to get off. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever noticed when you get on an elevator, nobody looks at one another? I mean, they're either looking down at the ground, you know, or they're looking up here. They're looking up there to see what floor they're on. Like, all that's going to change. It doesn't. And I can tell you one thing, a heavy-laden truck can result in major problems. It can. There's danger, and there's a warning throughout the Bible. Even airplanes collapse and fall to the ground. We've been hearing a lot about that recently. Well, there are many American jumbo jets that have crashed because they exceeded the weight limit. Anything carrying too much can cause all kinds of problems. Sometimes we carry a lot of baggage around, and we are stressed. We worry. We get frustrated in life, and we feel like we just can't go on. And maybe we need to unload some of the excess baggage that we carry. It may be this morning that you are stressed about life. But the Bible says in 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, to cast all of your care on Him, for He cares for us. And He does. Someone told me that the word stress spelled backwards spells dessert. And that's a wonderful thing. Maybe we ought to look at it backward. But does this look like your to-do list this week? I mean, you started making the list, and then you realize there's so much that I'm going to have to do this week that I just put everything instead of trying to list it all. Well, sometimes people are just tired, and you feel like you want to crash. And many of us have our minds on too many things. And our head is just spinning around. You wouldn't think Christians would be loaded down like that, but they are many, many times. And when every waking moment of our day is filled with activities, and we never have a time to sit down and rest, you can be assured that problems are coming. They are. Sometimes our heads are just pounding because we are burdened down. And chances are, I'm speaking to someone this morning in this audience who's going through a lot of stress. And maybe you feel like someone put a vise on your head and they just keep tightening it. And I mean, your life is just miserable. Well, I know one thing, that God can help us. Richard Swenson, by the way, who is a medical doctor, wrote a book not long ago in which he discusses the major maladies of our time. And he listed those as anxiety and stress. He calls it being overburdened in life. But people are just plain stressed when you really stop and think about it. Maybe it's because some people expect more of you than you can deliver. Maybe it's because you've brought all this stress into your life. So let me share with you for the next few moments about this concept of being heavy laden. We are heavy laden with too many things to do. We are. How many of you already know what you're going to be doing tomorrow? Anybody? Are you heavy laden with things right now? Well, we have committed ourselves to go here and there and do this and do that. We've got every social function imaginable. And as a result, we are meeting ourselves coming and going. And we don't know where to get off. We're kind of like that old song, "Stop the World and Let Me Off." But we can be overloaded in our life, and no one would know it. But we know that God gives us a little alarm that goes off to tell us when we need to say no. You know, we all meet the demands of life. We try to. As a preacher of the gospel, I can tell you there are many demands of my life. Your life's not your own, and I understand that. I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't want to help people. I wouldn't be preaching the gospel if I didn't want to honor God. I wouldn't be serving the church if it was too much for me. But there are times when I have to say no. There are times when we all have to say no. I just can't do it. It's just too much. We don't want to say no. We want to say yes to every request that is made of us. But Jesus, in the book of Mark 6 and 31, says to come apart and rest a while. You know, sometimes people don't know what it is to rest. To come apart and rest a while. It is so important that we do that. Because if we don't come apart and rest a while, we may just come apart. We may just collapse. And that's the reason it's so important for people to get rest. Say no when you have to say no. It's not always easy, but it might be the important thing. And you want to conquer your stress, learn to say no. Secondly, we're also heavy laden with possessions and debt. You know, I'm thankful for what's going on in Washington right now. They're trying to uncover the fraud. They're trying to actually alleviate a lot of the debt and the senseless things that we're doing in terms of U.S. aid. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful unto God that that's taking place and that we're reducing the unnecessary debt of this country. $36 trillion. I can't even imagine. But sometimes we are so heavy laden with possessions and debt. Our closets are full. How many of you ladies woke up this morning and you said to your husband, "I don't have a thing to wear"? Anybody bold enough to say that? Most people wouldn't. But let me tell you what your closet looks like. It is cluttered with clothes, dresses, slacks. This might be what your closet looks like. I don't know. You don't have a thing to wear. There's nothing to wear except everything in your overloaded closet. You know, simplicity is such an important thing, isn't it? Less stuff, less work, less expense. And that equals more money, more time, more joy. And it is a case of where less equals more. And too many people spend money they haven't earned to buy things they don't want to impress the people around them that they don't even like. And oh, aren't we all trying to stretch that dollar? You know, we want it to stretch a little bit further so we can buy things we don't need to satisfy our hunger for things. No wonder people are so heavy burdened in this life. But listen to what Jesus said in the book of Luke chapter 12. He said that man's life consisteth not of the things which he possesseth. You know, I saw a bumper sticker the other day on the back of a car, and it said, the man that dies with the most things is the winner. No, you're the loser. A man who goes through this life, who forfeits his soul for things, for trivial and mundane things, is a loser. We don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. We don't have anything. And in the book of Matthew, the 16th chapter, and also in the book of Mark, chapter 8, Christ asked a question. He said, what is a man profited if he gains the whole world and he loses his own soul? Now you stop and consider that. The most important thing you have, the greatest possession you have, is not money in the bank. It's not stock on the market. But you know what? It's the inward man. It is the soul of man. It is the spirit of man that God breathed into you and you became a living soul. That is the most important thing. But Jesus said people live like they're ready to forfeit their soul for money or for the things of this world. But listen to what Christ said again. That man's, your life does not consist of the things which you possess. I've told you many times that what's going to happen when you die, all those little trinkets that you have, y'all have those trinkets, you know what I'm talking about? All those little trinkets that you have, your kids don't want. And I'm telling you, they're going to be selling them for pennies on the dollar. You're going to be flipping in your grave when you see it going on. Don't spend money you don't have. You know, sometimes people have a lot of money, sometimes people have little. But the real problem is sometimes people don't know when to stop spending, like our federal government, with money we don't have. You know, I look at our federal government, I say, how in the world did we get $36 trillion in debt? How many of you remember just a few years ago when they were sending out stimulus checks because the budget had been met, and they were sending out $500 and $600 checks to everybody? We were out of debt. Amazing, isn't it, when you really stop and think about it? Sometimes you feel like that you're ensnared with your credit cards. And many are burdened with debt because their outgo exceeds their income. But then that brings me to another thought. When Jesus talks about the heavy laden, he says we're heavy laden in the area of work. How many of you feel like you're overworked? That's one problem they don't have in Washington, isn't it? Matter of fact, they're even trying to get all the federal employees to just kind of make a list of what they did last week, and no one wants to do it. That tells you something, doesn't it? You cannot be all things to all people. Again, you have to say no. You'll find yourself on the run every minute. You will. And no one has enough time to meet all the demands of life. Very few people are equipped to be a jack of all trades, and too much work will make Jack a dull boy. You've heard that before. Someone said one time that due to the current workload, the light at the end of the tunnel has been turned off. Maybe you feel that way. I don't know. We should never try to get it all done in a day. Paul says, finally, my brethren, in Ephesians 6 and 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You know, there's some things that we rush and we feel like we got to get this done today. We got to get it done today. We got to hurry up and get it done. It'll wait till tomorrow. It'll wait till next week. It'll wait. Instead of driving yourself crazy, feeling that it has to be done today, why don't you put it on hold? Don't be so heavy laden. Stay strong. For Psalms 121 and verse 2 says that my help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. And sometimes you find yourself running, but you don't know why. How many of you are like this, like Forrest Gump? You ever find yourself running? Sometimes you just have to do what Forrest did. Just have to back up and say, I ain't gonna run no more. Sometimes you feel like you're juggling your responsibilities because you're so overworked. And you don't know where you're going, but you're on your way. And that's the way life is for a lot of people. You know what, though? The Bible says that we're to be balanced in life with work, money, pleasure, even in our spiritual life as well. We're heavy laden with sin, last of all. We are. And maybe your life really is in a mess. I don't know, but you know what? God can take your mess and turn it into something that is wonderful. God deals with messy lives all the time when you really consider the great God of heaven. And I'm going to tell you something. When you carry sin around in your life, you are heavy laden with something that's going to cause mental illness. It's going to cause a heart attack, disease, depression, anxiety. We could go on. There is a gamut of things. That's why the book of Hebrews 12 said to lay aside the weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run the race that is set before us with patience. You don't have to be heavy laden. Why would you want to carry your sin around when God wants you to drop it? Sometimes it would be good for us to make a list of sins and then just go back and circle the ones that we may be guilty of. Isn't it time this morning for those of you that are not Christians to honor what God said, to come unto me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest? You don't have to live under the burden of sin. You don't. I don't know why anyone doesn't need relief from the weight of sin. And God says that we are to leave it at the cross. And only Jesus can mend your broken heart this morning. It may be broken because it's been so stressed for so long. Did you know medical science tells us that stress will take your life? It'll put you in a premature grave. Well, let me tell you something. Christ teaches the same thing in a very spiritual vein. Jesus taught, however, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Isn't salvation what you want? It's what I want. You want to go to heaven? That's what I want. You want to live with the Lord? That's what I want. And things here upon this earth are just things. That's all they are. And you won't take anything with you. You won't. Whatever you accumulate in this life will be left right here. But Jesus said that we're to lay up treasures in heaven. What are we to lay up in heaven? A godly lived life. That's the greatest treasure you can leave your children, is to leave them a life of faithfulness unto God. And you may be waiting on doing that. You possibly have been contemplating doing it and taking that step that alleviates your stress, saying no to the world, but saying yes unto God. And I ask you this morning to say yes to Him. And if you don't do it now, when will you do it? What is your plan for becoming a Christian? There's no plausible excuse or reason for anyone not to be a child of God. Really isn't. Jesus told a story in the book of Luke, chapter 15, about the prodigal son. And to make this point, it does not matter. It doesn't matter what you've done. God just wants you to come home, to come back to Him. And if you've strayed away from the Lord God in heaven, why not come back to Him? Why would you wait? There is danger in delay. If you're heavy laden, come to Jesus who can help you. I'll say it again. If you're heavy laden, come to Christ. He's the only one who can help you. We will all be ushered into the throne room of God someday. You will be. Wouldn't it be a tragic thing to hear Jesus say, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you"? There could be no sadder words than those. Perhaps your decision today will weigh very heavily when you stand before your Maker. Why would you wait to come to the one who loves you more than life itself and more than anyone? We're going to sing a song of encouragement and invitation here this morning. And if perchance you're not a Christian, why wouldn't you obey God? Why wouldn't you surrender your life unto the one that loves you? Forget about all the nonsense in this world. Place your faith upon Christ. And through a penitent heart, allow yourself to be immersed in water baptism as one was last evening. Or if you're a Christian and you have erred from the faith, you know you're not as strong as you ought to be. Why wouldn't you come back to God and say, "Lord, you know what? I've wandered far away from home, but now I'm coming home," while we stand and while we sing.